Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many remember what Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus? Remember that? Lazarus died, and he was carried to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died, and he lifted up his eyes in hell. Now, at this point, both men's bodies are buried somewhere on the earth. Is that right? But now, we see after the funerals, Lazarus says to Abraham, would you let the rich man calls to Abraham, would you let Lazarus come over and bring some water? And Abraham says to him, son, remember in your lifetime. They're remembering things in their life. Their mind, their feelings, their soul are intact. They're not somebody else. They didn't turn into somebody else. Are you with me? No. I'm just saying your mind is not a part of your physical being, so why should age affect your mind? See, the devil has sold people a bill of goods, and what they do is they start talking like the world around about them, and well, I'm getting old now and I can't remember anything, and your words, if you believe it and you say it, it begins to happen in you. And the expectations begin to drop. Are y'all with me now? I might say, well, now, Brother Keith, you just wait. You just wait. And you see, when you get older, no, no, no. I've had aunts who were 103 and could sit down without a piece of paper and rattle off the family tree from generations back. I worked with a man 20-some years called Kenneth Hagin. And at 85 years of age, he'd begin to quote, you know, that 30 years and 40 years ago, a certain date was on a Tuesday. And describe things. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? No. See, this is a bunch of junk. That as you get older, you fade mentally. It's a lie. Don't believe it. The inward man is renewed day by day. And in my spirit, I'm just getting stronger and better and sharper. Right? And that will never stop. Long as I live. And then when I get out of here, I really take off. You too? That's what I thought. So wisdom is to be a progressive thing in us. To just get stronger and stronger, more knowledge of God, more understanding, more wisdom every month, every year, as long as we live. We ought to be worth more to the body of Christ the older we get. Worth more. Don't you let the devil sell you that you just get old and you'll be a liability. You're supposed to be a treasure. Who am I preaching to? You're supposed to be a treasure, right? Yes. You're supposed to be more and more valuable to your family, your friends, your church, your God. Amen. The older you get. Why? Because you're wiser, have more understanding, have more knowledge. And it's one thing the enemy tries to do, people who are growing in God, he tries to take them out prematurely. Before they can pass this on to the next generation. Because if each generation starts over from scratch, you don't progress. But each new generation is supposed to build on what the previous generation has found and learned. And the elders, how many know the New Testament says the elders are to teach the younger? Is that how you're supposed to pass on what God has shown me and what I've learned by walking with God? And then you just take off from there. And step up, and each generation is supposed to go up higher. Well, make up your mind. You're going to get your wisdom. You're going to get your understanding. You're going to walk in it. You're going to pass it on, right? So we talked about that, and we've been talking the last couple of weeks about how that if you walk with wise men, you'll be wise yourself. But if you hang out with fools, you'll get a fool's payday. You'll be destroyed, is what the scripture said. And we went into some detail about how God, having said this, this is the way He operates, He sets up connections and relationships for you with people that are wiser than you. And you're supposed to learn and glean. And if you do, you walk with wise men and godly people and women, men and women. You will grow and become wiser and more godly yourself. The devil knows this, so he's out to separate you from the people God would have you join to. And if you're real immature and wear your feelings on your sleeve and any little thing offends you and you get miffed and you run and leave everywhere God sends you, well, then you will never grow up. I said, you will never mature and you'll never grow up. And the body of Christ is full of this. People who've been born again for decades and they're still infants. Spiritually. Why? Because they have not stuck it out and stayed where God told them and stayed hooked to who and what God hooked them to, because it is vital to our development. Go with me real quickly to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and let me just clarify this before I go to the next thing. 1 Peter. This is one of the New Testament prayers. This is a prayer. And if you've heard much about this or read your Bible carefully, then you know that places like Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 and Philippians 1 and different places, there are prayers where the Spirit of God inspired the writer to pray for the people and to pray for yourself. Well, years ago I found out about that, and I started going through and praying these prayers for myself just on a regular basis. And I marked them as I read in the Scripture, and this is a prayer I marked. And a lot of times I wouldn't want to pray all of that when I'd get to it, but I say, hey, it's the Word, so I'd pray it. And it's 1 Peter 5:10, and you'll see why I say it. It's what we were just talking about. He said 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, who has called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. How do you become matured, perfected, established, strengthened, and settled? Well, see why I wasn't too quick to pray about that? I mean, because, you know, I'm thinking, well, we don't believe in suffering. Well, you have to if you believe the Bible. But the thing is, don't just fill in the blanks. What kind of suffering is he talking about? And if you'll back up and start at the first chapter of this book and read through, you'll see again and again he's talking about submission. And the example is the Lord Jesus. That though he were a son, the Bible says, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. Well, if you read the passage, it talks about how he cried out with strong crying and tears, and it paints the picture of the Garden of Gethsemane. Well, at the Garden of Gethsemane, he's not suffering being broke. He's not suffering sickness and disease. What's causing him to suffer like this? Listen to the prayer. Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Was he suffering? Intensely. What was he suffering? He was crucifying his own flesh. And having crucified his flesh, his own self, in the garden, he could go to the cross and let them crucify his body. Was that easy? No, it wasn't easy. Is he your example?
Yes.
Are you called to do this?
Yes.
Well, how does that apply to you? Well, it applies when God puts you somewhere and then you get uncomfortable. and you want to leave. Or vice versa. He tells you to go and you want to stay. There will be times in life, did you hear me, where you run up against something that you just after the natural, you don't want to do it. And a whole lot of people, though, they just, if it gets hot in the kitchen, they get out the kitchen. And if you do, you will not be perfected. You will not be strengthened. You will not be established. You will not be settled. But if you stay put, there's been some times in my life, it was so uncomfortable. It was such pressure in some situations that I come and fell across the bed at night and I said, God, I'm putting in a request for a transfer. Let me do something else. Let me go somewhere else. But if you're submitted and you're a good soldier to the captain of your salvation, then you'll admit that many times the request comes back denied. Now, we're going to see what you are. Is Jesus your Lord? Or you just do what you want to do when you want to do it? Well, for those that'll stick it out. I said those that'll stick it out and submit to the will of God and stay hooked to who and what the Lord tells them to for as long as He tells them to, what will happen? After that you've suffered a while, you'll be perfected, you'll be established, you'll be strengthened, you'll be settled, you'll be mature. You'll be a growing and grown son and daughter of God, and little things won't shake you because you've been through some big things. Did you hear me now? And God can count on you. And you'll be promoted. You'll grow up. Now go back with me. We're talking about wisdom. And of course, this is wisdom. Talking about the plan of God. But go with me over to the book of Daniel, please. We're going to see a number of things because I would like for us tonight to talk about the wisdom of Daniel. Daniel's wisdom. Of course, Daniel's wisdom is God's wisdom that God put in Daniel. But the Bible uses this phrase talking about somebody that was extremely wise. And he said to them that they're wiser than Daniel. He used Daniel as a standard of wisdom. Daniel is held up like Solomon in these areas.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, An Excellent Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602I. That's R1602I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.